Chapter 17 Professor Peter Barshoff pushed a leathery hand through his graying hair and pointed the stem of his meerschaum pipe across the desk at Prevloff. No, no, let me assure you, Captain, that the man I sent to Novaya Zemlya is not subject to hallucinations. But a mine tunnel, Prevloff muttered incredulously. An unknown, unrecorded mine tunnel on Russian soil? I wouldn't have thought it possible. But nonetheless a fact, Barshoff replied. Indications of it first appeared on our aerial contour photos. According to my geologist, who gained entrance, the tunnel was very old, perhaps between 70 and 80 years. Where did it come from? Not where, Captain. The question is who? Who excavated it, and why? You say the Leningrad Institute of Geology has no record of it? Prevloff asked. Barshoff shook his head. Not a word. However, you might find a trace of it in the old Okhrana files. Okhrana? Oh, yes, the secret police of the Tsars. Prevloff paused a moment. No, not likely. Their sole concern in those days was revolution. They wouldn't have bothered with a clandestine mining operation. Clandestine? You can't be sure of that. Prevloff turned and gazed out the window. Forgive me, Professor, but in my line of work I attach Machiavellian motives to everything. Barshoff removed the pipe from between his stained teeth and tamped its bowl. I have often read of ghost mines in the Western Hemisphere, but this is the first such mystery I've heard of in the Soviet Union. It is almost as if this quaint phenomenon was a gift of the Americans. Why do you say that? Prevloff turned and faced Barshoff again. What have they got to do with it? Perhaps nothing, perhaps everything. The equipment found inside the tunnel was manufactured in the United States. Hardly proof positive, Prevloff said skeptically. The equipment could merely have been purchased from the Americans and used by other parties. Barshoff smiled. A valid assumption, Captain, except for the fact that the body of a man was discovered in the tunnel. I have it on reliable authority that his epitaph was written in the American vernacular. Interesting, Prevloff said. I apologize for not providing you with more in-depth data, Barshoff said. My remarks, you understand, are purely second-hand. You will have a detailed report on your desk in the morning concerning our findings at Novaya Zemlya, and my people will be at your disposal for any further investigation. The Navy is grateful for your cooperation, Professor. The Leningrad Institute is always at the service of our country. Barshoff rose and gave a stiff bow. If that is all for now, Captain, I will get back to my office. There is one more thing, Professor. Yes? You didn't mention whether your geologists found any trace of minerals. Nothing of value? Nothing at all? Trace elements of nickel and zinc, plus slight radioactive indications of uranium, thorium, and bisanium. I'm not familiar with the last two. Thorium can be converted into nuclear fuel when bombarded by neutrons, Barshoff explained. It's also used in the manufacture of different magnesium alloys. And bisanium. Very little is known about it. None has ever been discovered in enough quantity to conduct constructive experiments. Barshoff tapped his pipe in an ashtray. The French are the only ones who have shown interest in it over the years. Prevlog looked up. The French? They have spent millions of francs sending geological expeditions around the world looking for it. To my knowledge, none of them was successful. It would seem, then, that they know something our scientists do not. Barshoff shrugged. We do not lead the world in every scientific endeavor, Captain. If we did, we, and not the Americans, would be driving autos over the moon's surface. Thank you again, Professor. I look forward to your final report.